I asked Crystal some questions that Pastor Steve gave us to go over. And so these were her responses. The question was, what did you take to the mission field? So I asked Crystal these questions, and this is her wording. Do you want to read it? Are you sure? Okay. She said, I got real excited about going to Mexico because I wanted to help someone. I wanted to play with the kids, and I wanted to teach people about God. And the second question was, what did you leave on the mission field? And Crystal said, through my prayers, I left God's hand over the people in Tecate. I shared kindness, love, and fellowship. Question number three was, what have you brought home from this mission field? I think you can do this now, honey.
It's kind of tough for mommy.
Help mom out.
I need help. I do need help, please.
You do.
Okay. Her answer was, I brought back my luggage. And then she started, and then she started laughing. No, she said, happiness and friendships. And then the fourth question was, how has this experience changed you? I trust God more, and I believe He is with me all the time. So pretty profound out of my little one here. And she's going to stand right here and help mommy do her mommy thing. But so the same questions went toward to me. And when I first thought about going to Tecate, started praying about it this year. Okay, I need you to just stop, though, because I got to focus. I had the opportunity to go last year, so what a blessing that was. And so this year, the biggest thing for me was having the opportunity to take all three of my children. Last year, I was able to go with Rose. And oh my gosh, I was there and I just saw her grow up before my eyes. I mean, I just stood back and saw her grow up before my eyes. And so the opportunity came for me to take all three of my children, and that just completely excited me. And I just want to share, too, that I hear people all the time telling me my kids are growing, and gosh, your kids just say the most profound things. And so I really started to focus on that, and it was like, God, I don't want to miss anything. I just don't want to miss not one thing with these kids. And so anyway, we're off. What I left on the mission field, I can't follow this. What I left on the mission field, God, I saw the Lord work so mightily through our children. It was phenomenal. They never complained. They fell in love with this community. It was nothing like it was last year. We were so structured last year, not to say that's a bad thing, because it's a good thing. God has a plan, but He just took us because we were willing. Every single one of us were just so willing to surrender it all to Him at some point through this trip. And the Lord just moved so mightily through everything the children did. I'm speaking as a parent because I just can't help myself. But when I say the children, that means me too, because I'm one of them, just a great big one. But, you know, I mean, it was just phenomenal. We bonded with the children. We have extended family there that we got to meet, you know, sisters and brothers in Christ, and we were just welcomed, and it just felt like home. We were chosen, and it was so clear to us that we were chosen to gather His people together. It's huge the way that He worked through our family, our little family at Touchstone. What I brought back from this was, last year, the Lord told me that it was time to stepped back a little bit from Rose, and I've been fighting him for a whole year on this. And this year, I really felt like he was asking me to surrender my son in the same regard. And I, again, just watching my children grow up before my eyes. And it's just allowing myself to go deeper in my trust for the Lord. He's theirs. And it's just time. And it was a really hard thing for me to do. I grew closer to these children. I can't even fathom the insight that the Lord gave me into their hearts and their lives. This experience has changed my life because I think my insecurities are my big issue, fear and insecurity. And I think that the Lord for a long time has been telling me to get in the game and to step up and to lose my insecurities. And I listened and I obeyed him this time. And he used me in a way that he has never before used me. And I can't imagine living my life any way differently now. I just, to live a life where you have a willing heart and an obedience to the Lord and he can actually use you, oh my gosh, it's phenomenal. So I just want to close in telling you that my biggest blessing is that I believe my Father watched me grow up right before his eyes on this trip.